Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We will be telling you about the conference championship round of the NFL playoffs that happened yesterday. I will give you my thoughts, opinions, and reactions to those games and who made the Super Bowl. And obviously, I'll tell you what I think and how both teams can win. And I also have a position for these two teams that really is going to be scary and might blow up if they play bad. So I'll tell you all of that. And also, Brad Hand, the closing pitcher, who was a free agent, has officially signed a contract with the Washington Nationals. I'll give you my thoughts, opinion, and reaction to this. If it was a good, bad signing, was it the right place? I'll tell you all of that, all coming up on Finn Sports Spin. So make sure to stay tuned, and also make sure to share Finn Sports Spin, the podcast and website, finsportspin.com. Make sure to go into a new tab and check that out. So make sure, please go over and type in finsportspin.com. It would be really appreciated. So we will be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we're going to get right away started with the NFL. We had a great week. It was the conference championship week. We had two games. I'll start off with the first one. Packers and Buccaneers. This one was a great one. They were at the first half, it started off all Tampa Bay, leading at the end of the half with a 21-10 lead. But what happened in the first half, we'll talk about that first. It started off with a Tom Brady pass to Mike Evans, who played outstanding on that drive, getting two catches, one really cool one where it was all in the air, and really it was surprising that he came down with it. He kind of extended. It was a crazy play, and he led this team. He was all this drive, so it was great that he was the one that caught the ball in the end zone. So the two plays, amazing catches by Mike Evans, starting it off 7-0. Then he went over to the Green Bay Packers, where Marquez Valdes-Scantling had a 50-yard touchdown. He had the cornerback all on him, and he still caught it and ran into the end zone to make this game 7-7. Then it came back to the Buccaneers, who scored. This one was a touchdown by Leonard Fournette, who this was a great drive. It was amazing play where he came in, he got the ball, came to the yard line. He went out to, like, he was coming towards us if you're watching on the TV. And then he stiff-armed two guys, just like Derrick Henry, made a spin and ran into the end zone, making it 14-7. And then it was a field goal by Mason Crosby to make this game 14-7, followed by a Scotty Miller 39-yard touchdown, which was amazing grab, or more amazing play, because he spun Kevin King all around, so making this game 21-10. Then coming out, the Green Bay Packers fumbled the ball. Then the Buccaneers on that drive right afterwards, Cameron Brait had an 8-yard touchdown, just took it right into the end zone. Then Aaron Rodgers put on a show. He passed it to Robert Tonyan for an 8-yard touchdown, 28-17 is at this point. Interception by Tom Brady. Then Aaron Rodgers took it down the field to Devontae Adams, who caught a 2-yard touchdown pass. They went for two, but went incomplete. Another interception by the Packers. It was both by Jaire Alexander, who had an amazing game. And then it was a punt by Green Bay, interception again, punt by Green Bay, field goal by Ryan Succop. It was a 46-yard chip-in shot. Then another field goal by Mason Crosby. This drive was the one that really is getting all these media attention. The reason why is because Aaron Rodgers took it down the field. He took them down into the 10-yard line. He passed it to Alan Lazard, who wasn't even looking, and Alan Lazard didn't even get the ball, nowhere close, and then it was second down. It was an incomplete to Devontae Adams. Ndamukong Suh was the one that actually knocked it down, Then we had Aaron Rodgers passing it to Devontae Adams in the middle. Just an awful pass. But on that play, he could have ran it right down. If anything, he would have got down at the one. Mostly a touchdown was going to be the play, but just not a very great move. And then Mason Crosby kicked the 26-yard field goal, which really people are really complaining about because Aaron Rodgers is supposed to be the MVP. He has the most votings right now. So that's going to be the big thing that everyone's talking about right now. Should they have gone for the field goal should they have gone for the touchdown or should they kept that field goal? If I were Matt LaFleur, I honestly, at first, I was thinking, go field goal. Your defense has been playing outstanding. And that's really what Matt LaFleur said in his interview because this defense was playing outstanding. And I thought field goal probably, but Aaron Rodgers, on the other hand, he is a really great player. They could have probably gotten the touchdown, but it was not their day. And the Packers lost 31-26. It was a great game all around. Aaron Rodgers putting on a show besides his one interception that he had. He had three touchdowns for one interception, 346 yards passing. It was a great game. Aaron Jones got hurt while in the game, 27 yards. But after this game, the Packers, this is going to be some big things. They have $27 million underneath the salary cap, which isn't very good. Aaron Jones set to be a free agent this offseason, same as Alan Lazard and their center. I don't know what his name is. So right now, Aaron Jones and somebody, Lindsay, I believe. I forgot what his first name is, but both are set to be free agents this season. So some big name players and Alan Lazard set to be free agents. So some big names. They re-signed Kenny Clark this last offseason. So they're good with him. He's going to be there for a couple more years. But that is really, they have a lot of free agents coming up. And same as the Buccaneers, because they have Rob Gronkowski, who's only on a one-year deal. They have some other guys. So it's going to be some big moves by these two teams. But going back to the stats, Tom Brady, 280 yards passing, three touchdowns, three interceptions on the day. But really, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Scotty Miller all having fantastic games. Chris Godwin had 110 yards passing, zero TDs, but great game. Chris Godwin's also set to be a free agent. Leonard Fournette, LeSean McCoy, who they all signed, all set to be free agents. And then Mike Evans, who had 51 yards and one touchdown, all great games. So it's going to be some big free agents. Tampa Tom is going to the Super Bowl. I think Packers, they could have won this game, but they just did not have enough steam. Then let's go over to the Chiefs and Bills. This game started off with a field goal by Tyler Bass, the longest one in Arrowhead Stadium history. I believe it's only for the playoffs. It was a 51-yarder. It was a great one. And then a punt, two punts after that, and a touchdown by Josh Allen to Dawson Knox for 3 yards. It was a great one. He rolled out left and had a great touchdown after the Mecole Hardman fumble. But then Mecole Hardman made it up with a 3-yard touchdown reception from Patrick Mahomes to make this game 9-7 because of the missed field goal by Tyler Bass. And then saw Darrell Williams up the middle for a 6-yard touchdown, making this game 9-14. Another punt by Buffalo. Touchdown by Clyde Edwards-Helaire. It was a great touchdown right up the middle. No one blocking, or more like nobody at him, nowhere near. It was that point, it was 9-21. Field goal by Tyler Bass for 20 yards out, 12-21. Then to start the third quarter, Harrison Butker leads his team downfield, 12-24. Field goal by Tyler Bass again, 27-yard one, 24-15. Then the touchdown by Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce makes it 31-15. Interception for the Chiefs. Touchdown on that play after. It was Travis Kelce, a 5-yard touchdown, 38-15. Touchdown by Josh Allen to Isaiah McKenzie for a 6-yard touchdown. 21-38. Then a field goal after by Tyler Bass, 24-38. And then that's when the Chiefs started celebrating, winning 38-24. Patrick Mahomes, this game, he played outstanding, even with his hurt foot and all of that, concussion, 325 yards passing and 3 touchdowns and a 5-yard rush, 5 attempts, average of 1 yard. Tyreek Hill, on the other hand, had an amazing game, 172 yards, no touchdowns, but 172 yards is crazy. Travis Kelce, 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. We saw Mecole Hardman with a TD too. Then on the Bills side, Josh Allen had 287 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception, 88 yards rushing, average of 12.6 yards. And then Cole Beasley led the day with 88 yards receiving. Stephon Diggs, 77 yards receiving, no touchdowns combined for both of them. Only Dawson Knox and Isaiah McKenzie with touchdowns. Here, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to be on the rise, but this team, it just wasn't their night, like I said, for the Packers. Just the Bills, they're a great team. I just think that this team could be on the rise, especially this team. They were out with some of the guys, and I honestly think the Bills should have called up Kenny Stills and Devontae Freeman, who they both signed. Both players are on their Bills active roster. Kenny Stills was inactive, but should have called them both up because they would be useful in this game. Chiefs and Bucks in the Super Bowl, this is what I'm watching out for. When I first think of this game, I think of cornerbacks or secondary. Those are the two things that are going to have to hold up. I feel more comfortable with the Buccaneers. It was their rookie, Antoine Winfield, who was out this week. Also, Mike Davis and another cornerback, Whitehead. I forgot what his first name is, but both injured in this game. So we'll see if they can play in the Super Bowl. But that's going to be some big losses in that free safety spot. And then cornerback, they have Sean Murphy Button. And then they also have another guy, Carlton Davis. Both are going to have to come up big for this team. That's the thing that freaks me out, because you got Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, all these guys, Travis Kelce. So that's going to be a big game. And then Chiefs on the other side, Rashad Breeland is really their only cornerback. So that's really – and then you also have Ladarius Sneed and Tyrann Mathieu. So those guys are going to have to come up big. The secondary is going to be the big thing. Both defensive lines are powerful. Linebacker cores are okay. And then cornerback cores are really the ones that freak me out. Free safeties, it's really Tampa Bay is going to have all these guys back in time. And then I like the Kansas City ones, Kansas City free safeties too. Also, I don't think both teams are supposed to arrive for 2 days before the Super Bowl for COVID-19 protocols. Right now, Tampa Bay will be the first to host a Super Bowl and be in the Super Bowl. So, congrats to the Buccaneers. Chiefs and Bucks will be playing on February 7th. So, make sure to mark that as the date, because that date is going to mark when these two play. It is the 7th it's a Sunday of February. So, make sure to mark that date, as that is when the Super Bowl is. Then let's go over to baseball. We had a big-name player sign, Brad Hand, the reliever. He signed with the Washington Nationals just last night. He was in the mix with the Mets, Blue Jays, and then the Nats came in late. A lot of people were surprised that he went to Washington just because he wasn't getting the biggest contract compared to all of them, and they came in late. The reason why Brad Hand didn't go to the Mets, since I know a lot of Mets fans really, really wanted him because of Francisco Lindor they added, and they added another pitcher. I don't know. I forgot who it was, but with Brad Hand, they could have had a better bullpen and really been outstanding. But Washington, they gave him the spot because he could actually be the reliever there in Washington, because Sean Doolittle is not there anymore. He is a free agent. So Brad Hand could be the actual guy there for the Nationals and the Mets could not do that, who were really second in the running. I could see Toronto going after him or him signing there, but did not go there. Brad Hand, over the years, is a three-time All-Star. That's really it. He's a three-time All-Star. He's crazy good. He's one of the best relievers in the MLB. Last season, posted a ERA of 2.05, which is really good. And then also he had two wins, one loss, and he, let's see, where is his saves? Because he had 16 saves last year. He had 34 before that in a full season, which would be crazy if we actually had a full season in the MLB. He also allowed 13 hits, and he allowed 8 runs, so he is pretty good. He allowed 0 homers, so he will be a great addition for the Nationals. Whoever would have gotten him, it's a great addition. So Brad Hand goes to help the bullpen for the Nationals, because a lot of people should know that the Nationals bullpen isn't the best. So it's a big grab and a big free agent signing for the Nationals, who now add him for 1 year, $10.5 million. They add him to their roster. Big signing. I'm a Nats fan, so I honestly think this is a great signing. I thought we had Sean Doolittle at first, but this makes more sense that he signed with us now that Sean Doolittle isn't there. And then let's also give you a little bit of the updated standings for the NBA, or some of the games. Washington Wizards finally back in action after 2 weeks, losing 121-101. Great game by Bradley Beal. I believe he had 31 or 34 points. We also saw Toronto win 107-102. The Clippers beat OKC 108-100. And Boston crushing Cleveland 141-103. Charlotte winning in walk-off fashion 107-104. And then the last game of that night was Milwaukee beating Atlanta 129-115. I'll tell you real quick which games we have today. We have a postponement game. Then we have Detroit versus Philly, Toronto versus Indiana, Charlotte versus Orlando again, Brooklyn taking on Miami, Cleveland taking on the Lakers, Dallas taking on Denver, and Boston taking on Chicago. Looks like there is a couple more games. San Antonio taking on the Pelicans, Warriors, Minnesota, and we got OKC taking on Portland. So we have a lot of great games in the NBA to watch out for. It's been a great season so far in the NBA. Joel Embiid, really one of the big names in the NBA, same as Bradley Beal, all big names. Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. And also about Steph Curry, he actually passed Reggie Miller for the most 3 points made in NBA history. So congrats to Stephen Curry. So we got the Super Bowl set. We got the Bucks taking on the Chiefs. Brad Hand signs with the Nationals. And we got a lot of great NBA games for you. So thank you for watching Finn Sports Spin. Make sure to check out the website, finsportspin.com. Make sure to check that out. Articles. We got basically articles we're trying to do twice a week now. So make sure to check out Finn Sports Spin. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thanks again for watching. Until next time.